Welcome to Feasting on the Word for May 26th. This discipline that links us into an ancient monastic practice of simply listening to God's Word and allowing it to speak to us. So the way that we do this is by hearing the same passage of Scripture four different times so that we have an opportunity to really chew on it, to get a sense of its flavor or how it may flavor our lives. So to feast on this word. So we hear it once and then follow that with a period of 1 minute of silence. Then we hear it again and follow that with another minute of silence. Then we hear it a third time and we follow that with 3 minutes of silence. That longer period of silence is an opportunity to take how this scripture is influencing us, what we are hearing of it, how it is challenging us, what it is calling us to, that we take that and lift that to God in prayer through that longer period of silence. And then we hear it a fourth time, concluding this discipline and taking this word with us out into our day and our week. Lectio Divina is the name of the Latin name of this discipline, the monastic name for this discipline. We call it Feasting on the Word. I use four different translations for our discipline just to hear the same passage of Scripture, but to have a slight change on it with each reading. I begin with the New Revised Standard Version for our first reading. For the second reading, I use the Message. For the third reading, I use the Living Bible, and then I conclude with the New International Version. So let us, without delay, get into our reading for this week, Galatians 3, verses 23 through 29, first from the New Revised Standard Version. Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There's no longer Jew or Greek. There's no longer slave or free. There's no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Our second reading of Galatians 3, 23 through 29 from the Message. Until the time when we were mature enough to respond freely in faith to the living God, we were carefully surrounded and protected by the Mosaic Law. The law was like those Greek tutors with which you are familiar who escort children to school and protect them from danger or distraction, making sure the children really get to the place they set out for. But now you have arrived at your destination. By faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Your baptism in Christ was not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involved dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe, Christ's life, the fulfillment of God's original promise. In Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave and free, male and female. Among us, you are all equal. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. Also, since you are Christ's family, then you are Abraham's famous descendant, heirs according to the covenant promises. Our third reading of Galatians 3, 23 through 29 from the Living Bible. Until Christ came, we were guarded by the law, kept in protective custody, so to speak, until we could believe in the coming Savior. Let me put it another way. The Jewish laws were our teacher and guide until Christ came to give us right standing with God through our faith. But now that Christ has come, we don't need those laws any longer to guard us and lead us to Him. For now, we are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ, and we who have been baptized into union with Christ are enveloped by Him. We are no longer Jews or Greeks or slaves or free men or even merely men or women, but we're all the same. We are Christians. We are one in Christ Jesus. And now that we are Christ's, we are the true descendants of Abraham, and all of God's promises to him belong to us. For our fourth and final reading of Galatians 3, 23 through 29 from the New International Version. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.